Welcome to Hobosode number 109. This one is sponsored by King James. Thanks, King James, for making this Hobosode possible. I've got a list here from Cisco Kid. He says, happy birthday to me, and happy Memorial Day. I found some pictures on my old phone, and I'm emailing you a couple of phone lists. The first two are from Tortilla Jack's in a college area with plenty of businesses, restaurants, and apartments nearby. I don't have any premise for prank calls from them, so do what you will. And it's a picture, it looks like he took it from behind the counter, and it's just a list on a wall of a bunch of phone numbers. And the first phone numbers, like the first sheet, is a list of all the employees. And it says, employee phone numbers, please do not give these numbers out. I wonder if this is just something he could see, like, on the way to the restroom or something, or did he work there? I don't know. I don't see his name in the employee list. But next to that, it's got a bunch of business numbers, like a meat company, Chuck's cell phone, Rainbow Bread, Pepsi, Ice Masters. I don't know what to do with any of this stuff either. I think I'm just going to start by calling up these employees, though.
Hello?
Hello, Naomi?
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy from the corporate office with Tortilla Jack's.
Yes?
How you doing?
I'm fine.
That's good. What are you doing right now?
What am I doing?
Yeah.
I don't know who you are, first of all.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to make small talk and be polite. You don't need to be like that about it.
So?
Yeah, we noticed on the security cameras that you've been picking your nose a lot.
No, don't be funny with me. I've got a lot going on right now. What's going on?
What do you have going on?
First of all, I want to know who you are.
This is Roy from the corporate office. Okay, she must be a manager or something. She had two phone numbers and she was on top of the list. So I guess we'll just call the next one on the list, which is Derek.
The subscriber you have dialed is not in service. If you feel you...
fucking Derek. What a deadbeat.
Hello?
Hello, Miguel?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy from Tortilla Jack's from the corporate office.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Good.
Okay. Hey, we noticed on the security cameras you keep picking your nose a lot while you're working.
Do I?
Yeah, like all the time. Your fingers are always up in your nose. It's really gross. And you need to wash your hands before you handle the food. After you've picked.
I always do.
Yeah, but you pick your nose like while you're behind the counter, like right in front of customers, and then you start handling the food. You gotta cut that out. Please.
With my hands?
What?
I never touch my face on my hands.
Yeah, you keep picking your nose like all the time. You're just always picking your nose. Maybe you just aren't aware that you're doing it.
Okay, I guess.
No, I'm sure of it. We've got it on video. It's on the camera.
Okay.
Okay. Well, hey, you don't need to have an attitude with me.
Okay.
We'll see that right there. That's kind of an attitude. Cut it out.
Is there anything else?
No, that's it. Just pretty much just quit picking your nose all the time.
Is there anything else?
I just said no. That's it. Quit picking your nose all the time.
All right.
God damn it.
Okay.
All right. What you doing today?
Bye.
What else are you doing? What are you doing? Are you working?
Huh?
Are you working?
Am I working?
Are you going to be working today?
Who the heck is this?
This is Roy from the corporate office with Tortilla Jack's.
I don't know. It just says you're the corporate. What are my hours?
Well, I'm not looking at the goddamn schedule. I'm just asking. I'm just making conversation. Jeez.
Okay, well, that was really dumb.
What was really dumb?
I mean, you're the one that's trying to start a conversation, and you're asking me if I'm working today. Obviously, you should know my schedule. If you're a corporate, you should know.
I don't make the fucking schedule. Your manager does.
Okay, my manager don't talk like that either, so that's really professional for a corporate. To be a corporate, that's really professional. So.
We're the fucking corporate office. We can talk however we want. We don't follow any rules. We're the top of the motherfucking ladder.
Okay.
You don't know what you're talking about because you're just a lowly employee.
Yeah, I am an employee, and your point is?
Yeah, you're just a lowly employee, so you don't get it.
Yeah, and you're just a what? Corporate?
Yeah, we can say whatever we want here. We don't have to answer to anyone. We can say whatever we want.
Oh, that sounds...
Motherfucker.
Sounds like, a problem.
Okay, well, I'm going to call Joyce now.
Have fun with Joyce, I guess.
But what's Joyce like? What's she going to say to me?
Huh?
What's Joyce going to say to me?
She probably won't answer you.
Ah, fuck.
Because, you know why?
Why?
You're a joke. You're a joke. Have a good day.
Your mom's a joke. Wow. Miguel has a serious attitude problem. He's not going anywhere in this company. I'm going to prove him wrong. I'm going to call Joyce right now. She's going to pick up.
Hello.
Hi, Joyce.
Yes?
It's Roy from the corporate office with Tortilla Jacks. What? What are you laughing about?
Roy?
Yeah, from the corporate office with Tortilla Jacks.
We don't have a corporate office.
Yes, you do.
No, we don't.
Yes, you do. You don't know what you're talking about.
Who's it? Who is this?
This is Roy from the corporate office.
Yeah, I think you're lying to me here.
Well, who do you think you are? You're just an employee. You don't know anything.
Where are you at? Where's this corporate office at?
We're in Kansas. Look, it doesn't even matter. I just needed to let you know about something.
What?
You're going to need to come into, it's an office, it's called Nova Robotics. They're going to do a 3D scan of your body, because we're going to be replacing you with the machine.
Oh, go to hell.
What? Why would you say that to the corporate office?
Because we don't have a corporate office.
Yes, you do. You don't know what you're talking about.
No. No.
Yes. Holy shit, he was right about Joyce. Joyce isn't having any of this. I guess I'll stop saying I'm with the corporate office. I thought this was some kind of a fast food chain. I just assumed they had some sort of a corporate office. I've never heard of Tortilla Jacks.
Hello?
Hello, Cody? Cody?
Yeah.
It's hard to hear you.
Who is this?
This is Brad from, I work with you over at Tortilla Jacks.
Oh, yeah, I didn't save your number. What's up?
Hey, do you think we can switch days?
Which day?
Thursday.
For what?
What do you mean for what?
You said switch days on Thursday.
Yeah,
or something?
Yeah, you're working on Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I need to have I want to work on Thursday for you, and then you can work for me on Friday.
I already work Friday afternoon.
Well, I mean on Monday. Like, do you have Monday off?
I don't know if I have Monday off.
You probably
I don't think
do.
My schedule's out yet. My only day off right now is Saturday.
Okay. Well, you work on Saturday, and I'll work on Thursday?
Let me get back to you on that. I probably can, but I just need to make sure I don't have anything.
Okay. All right.
Going on. All right. I'll send you a text and let you know here in a couple minutes.
Okay. Hey, do you have a Class C license?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, because I drive the garbage truck. I'm the one that empties the dumpster at Tortilla Jacks. So you'll be driving the garbage truck.
What?
You got a whole route. On Saturday.
What?
On Saturday, you have like a whole route. I'm the one that empties the dumpster at Tortilla Jacks.
I don't work at Tortilla Jacks.
What do you mean you don't work at Tortilla Jack's?
I worked at Tortilla Jack's in like a year and a half. I bet you were Brad from Paisano's.
Oh, no, no. Like, your phone number is still up here on the wall, on the list.
Oh, shit. I haven't worked at Tortilla Jack's since 2016.
Okay, well, you don't have to be an asshole about it.
I'm not being an asshole about it.
You're kind of being an asshole. Like, you're like getting an attitude with me.
I'm not. I just asked if you could black that out for me.
No. I'm actually going to highlight it with a highlighter pin and put a star next to it.
All right. Have fun with that.
So more people call you all the time.
That'd be great because I really do get lonely over here.
All right. Good.
Hello?
Hello, Eileen?
Yes?
It's Brad from Tortilla Jack's.
Uh-huh.
Hey, do you think you could maybe switch days with me this week? Like, do you work tomorrow?
I no longer work there, so I don't know how you got my number.
Oh, it's still on the wall.
Oh, yeah, I no longer work there.
Oh, okay. Well, like, she said you're still on the payroll, and you can. Like, you can come in and just work for me for one day. You'll get paid. They're keeping you on the payroll for tax purposes.
I probably won't be able to. No, what day are you talking about?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow? No, I work at my other job tomorrow.
Do you think you could switch with someone at that job tomorrow, and that way you could work for me here?
No, I'm sorry, I can't do that.
Come on. Be a team player.
Sorry.
Why not?
Sorry.
Come on. This is bullshit. Get it, you guys? Come on, Eileen. Ba-dum-tsh. I should have had the song queued up.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
JD?
No, this is Misty.
Oh, hey. Oh, Misty, I'm sorry. Hey, how you doing? It's Brad from the Tortilla Jack's.
Uh-huh.
Hey, do you think you could switch days with me on the schedule?
I'm off right now. I don't even have the schedule in front of me. I don't get in there till 5, so I mean, I really can't do nothing until I get in there.
Yeah, what do you say? Like tomorrow. Do you work tomorrow?
Is this Charles?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, so I'll talk to you tonight so we can figure out what's going on with the schedule.
Okay, do you think you could switch with me tomorrow, though? Because you don't work tomorrow, but if you could work tomorrow, that'd be really great.
I do work tomorrow.
Ah, fuck. Fuck!
But we probably be okay. Like I said, I'll handle it when I get in there.
Okay, also, do you think we could switch jobs?
What?
Can you do my job, though? Like, I want you to do my job.
Is he serious? Is this a fucking joke?
No, I wouldn't joke about this. Like, just for one day. I need a change. I'm in a rut, okay? I need something different.
Yeah. I'm
going to lose my fucking mind if you don't do this.
I'll be down there at 5.
Well, will you give me a... She won't give me a yes. There's two people on here with the same phone number, Misty and JD. I should have had her put JD on the phone.
At the subscriber's request, this phone does not accept incoming calls.
What the hell? Deborah.
Hello?
Hey, Jody?
What up? Who there?
Hey, this is Brad from Tortilla Jack's.
Brad?
Yeah, Brad.
What's up?
Hey, do you think you can change schedules with me? Like, do you work tomorrow?
I don't even work there no more.
Ah, why'd you quit?
Who is Brad? I don't even think I know you.
Yeah, no, we worked together a couple times before you quit. But, I mean, look, here's the thing. You and I, we kind of look similar. Do you remember the guy that looks kind of like you?
No.
Because I was thinking maybe we could just, you could just pretend to be me.
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
Why not? Come on. They'll fall for it. I'm sure they will. Like, I've got it all figured out.
I don't really even know who you are. I don't even know why you're calling me. And you want me to work for you at a place that I no longer work. So,
yeah, I want you to work as me. I want you to be me. Like, people are going to call you Brad. And he hung up. Why'd he hang up? What an asshole. Won't even help me.
Hello?
Hey, you hung up on me. I wasn't
finished.
Yeah,
I hung up on you because I don't even know why you called me in the fucking first place.
Look,
I just told you don't call my phone. I don't even fucking know who you are.
I'll give you $50. This place seems to have a high turnover rate.
Hello?
Hey, Claudia?
Yeah.
It's Brad from Tortilla Jack's.
Okay.
Hey, do you think, are you working tomorrow?
No, I'm not.
Okay, great. Do you want to switch with me on the schedule?
What do you work?
On Saturday.
What do you want me to switch?
Like, do you think you could switch Thursday with Saturday?
I don't work Saturday.
I know, but you would.
I can't work on Saturday.
Ah, but you can work tomorrow, right?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm busy.
What are you doing? That's so important.
Who are you? I don't even know you.
This is Brad from Tortilla Jack. I work with you.
I don't know. No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. What are you talking about? I don't.
I've never met you.
I've been here longer than you.
I don't think that's right, but okay.
Oh, I'm sure it's right. Come on.
Hello?
Hey, is Teresa there? It's Brad from Tortilla Jack.
1 second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Teresa?
Hello?
Hey, Teresa, it's Brad from Tortilla Jack's.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Hey, we're going to need you to go into a we're replacing the employees with robots. I'm sure you've heard about that by now. We're going to need you to go into a place. It's over in downtown. It's called Nova Robotics. They're going to do a 3D scan of your body. Well, that was the last employee that I could get to answer. So, I guess now I need to call the final boss. I need to call Tortilla Jack's.
Tortilla Jack's.
Hey, it's Brad. I just got a call from someone there that said they wanted to switch schedules with me.
I don't know who it is, but it is no one from here. And who's this anyway?
Oh, this is Brad. I work there.
I don't have a Brad that works here.
Oh, no. I worked there longer than you. Who's this?
This is Tammy, the manager, and I've been here since 1984, so.
Oh, well, okay. Not that I haven't worked there that long, but because I'm not that old.
Yeah.
But, like they called me up. They said they wanted to switch schedules with me. They said I had to drive a garbage truck.
I don't know, but I don't have a Brad that works here, so.
I do too work there. I work there this Thursday.
And your name is Brad?
Yeah. I'm on the schedule.
And you work?
Look on the schedule.
I'm sorry?
I'm on the schedule. Look on the schedule.
I have a Charles.
Why does everyone keep calling me Charles? That's weird.
I don't know, but I do have to have somebody on the other line.
Who is it? Which person?
I've got to go.
No, who are you talking to?
I'll find out.
Who are you talking to?
I'm getting ready to answer my other line that's ringing.
Oh, who is it? Is it on the caller ID?
Goodbye.
Come on. All right. I bet she's going to go check the schedule and just make sure there's not really a Brad on there. On the next paper over, I can barely even make out most of the phone numbers. I can make out the 911 for police emergency. And there's the emergency line. I can't make that one out. We've got poison control. We've got the cash register manufacturer. Something about payroll. I think I'm just not going to call these. Like, what am I going to do with these? There's the bread guy. I can't make out his numbers. But on the upside, I can make out the third sheet really well. And it has important information like one scoop of chili is 45 cents. One scoop of ice cream is 75 cents. Lettuce is 25 cents. Oh, and look, there's more phone numbers over there for like plumbers and window cleaners, but I can't make out all the numbers. Large cup of sauce, 30 cents. Or is that 80 cents? I don't know. Oh, wait, maybe this one could be fun. Mike from maintenance, but I'm not sure what the number is. Let's see if I get this right.
Hello.
Hello, Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Brad over at the Tortilla Jack's.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
I'm good.
That's good. Hey, we've been digging tunnels underneath the store. You know, we put like...
digging tunnels underneath the store?
Yeah, we needed more storage because this place is just too small.
Okay.
And it's going well. You know, we've got a tunnel. We've got a large room downstairs that's about half the size of the store.
Okay.
But we found a time capsule down there.
Okay.
Do you know if that would belong to the owner or anything, or should we just throw it in the trash?
I guess hang on to it. I'll have the owner come by and talk to you about it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. It's just, you know, it's a small one. It's just like the size of, I don't know, something small. It's not a big time capsule. It says 1938 to 2038. So I think it's been down there since 1938.
Wow, that even predates the building. It wasn't built until 66.
Yeah, well, these tunnels, we've gone down about 20 feet.
Okay.
So
thanks for sharing that with me.
Okay. Why did you say it like that?
Well, I'm afraid it caught me in the middle of something.
Oh, okay. What are you doing?
I just have a couple of chores to take care of. One hand is on the phone and one hand's on a tool, so I'm afraid I'll have to call you back at another time.
I see.
Thanks for sharing it, Brad.
Well, can I ask a question, though? Take your hand off your tool for a second? Okay, I'm going to call him right back. I wasn't finished.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Well, shit. I need to ask about if he could put plumbing down there for us. It's too bad the landlord's number is not on this list. That'd be fun.
Hello?
Hey, Mike. I had one more question. Are you able to put plumbing down there for us?
I'm afraid not.
Why not?
I don't do that kind of work.
Well, you're a maintenance guy.
Yeah, you have to hire a licensed plumber.
Yeah, but come on. There he goes. I called him like 5 times, and I finally got him to pick up by changing my phone number. He wouldn't pick up from the first number I called him from. So I think that's the end of this list. Thank you, Cisco Kid, for sending this one in. Oh, look at this. He attached some sound files also.
It's time for voicemails. Live here in Cisco Kid's Cactus Corner.
Wow.
Of the Situation Room.
He's trying to rebrand the voicemails as Cisco Kid's Cactus Corner.
Cisco Kid's Cactus Corner. Play those voicemails. Brad!
The fuck, Cisco Kid?
Snowplow Show. We put the tingle in the downstairs.
Okay, I'm going to have to use these on the next Snowplow Show. That was pretty great. Thanks, Cisco Kid. See you next time, everyone. Thank you, King James, for sponsoring this hobosode. It's your fault that, I don't know, nothing really worked out, did it? Pretty much nothing at all? This entire show is just a bust. Thanks a fucking lot, King James.
Long ago and far away, out in space, there was a planet of people whose lives were quickly erased. Now I can't wrap my head around what it means to have the world that you're from reduced to rocks and debris. They say that Alderaan was beautiful. I'm certain that it was. They valued poetry and art, and education was a must. Don't bother looking for this planet. It has been turned to dust. Men blew it up. Absolute power corrupts. Pushed the buttons, pulled the lever, and then millions of voices cried. responsible, can't wash off the blood. It's a reminder of the evil that we're capable of. They say that Alderaan was beautiful. I'm certain that it was. They valued poetry and art, and education was a must. Don't bother looking for this planet. It has been turned to dust. Men blew it up. Absolute power corrupts. Men with foes set an example for all those who would oppose. That's why innocent people by the millions had to die.
A plant that moves on its own?